my friends. That is about as good as my Spanish gets. Today, I want to talk to you about consistency. Imagine if you could create consistent, predictable income, if you could work out on a regular schedule and never miss a beat, if you could create a pipeline that always delivers what you need in terms of your business and also peace of mind. Wouldn't it be great if you could do that? Then one of the number one problems my clients have is that they can't figure out how to become consistent in these things. And sometimes they're consistent at their business, but their health has now taken a toll because they've neglected it because they haven't been consistent over there. So in this video, very quickly, I'm going to run through the five basics about consistency and self-commitment. So there's two types of commitment: self-commitment and commitments we make to others. So I'm not talking about committing to others and those kinds of things. I'm talking about commitments and agreements we make with ourselves. So this is actually a small synopsis of my group coaching program, which, by the way, starts up again in the fall. So look out for that soon if you're on my mailing list or you're following me along here. And so I'm delivering this to you now because I think it's important at the midway point of our year to say, okay, if you haven't been consistent till now, here's how to change the tide for yourself for the rest of the year. So the first one, and it's an interesting one, in order to be consistent and to be self-committing, you have to believe in your abilities. Number one, you have to believe that you can do what you need to do to get the job done. If you don't even believe in your abilities, you're sunk. Don't even go to step two because you're not going to be able to consistently hit whatever targets you have set for yourself. I grow my business at a consistent, low-stress way because I create consistent, predictable actions because I believe first in the fact that if I do these things, that they'll work, right? That's not that I won't fail, but these kinds of things, generally speaking, will totally work out in the end, okay? So believe in your abilities. The second one is to make a plan. Some people are really good at making a plan, but then when it comes to the implementation, all hell breaks loose. They get distracted, it gets boring, right? So whatever. But if you make a plan, right, the execution comes next, but the first thing you have to do is say, where am I headed? If you don't know where you're headed, if you're completely winging it, it's going to be really difficult for you to be consistent because your consistency has to be rooted in something that you're shooting for, something that you're aiming to achieve. So the first one is believe in your abilities. The second one is to have a plan. It doesn't matter how specific the plan is, but just do identify and define what it is ultimately that you want, what kind of work makes you happy, what kind of schedule makes you happy, and have an idea of what you're trying to generate. So if you're looking at today, so I'm recording this on June the 8th, what do you want to have by the end of the year? You still have 6.5 months to go. That's a long time to achieve whatever you need. Okay, so don't look at it as like half the year is gone. Look at it, you still have half the year to go and make your plan accordingly. The third piece of the puzzle, and this is a super important one, more important than even the plan. So these aren't in any, priority order. Number three is to have and repeat to yourself your purpose. What is meaningful in the work that you do? I live and breathe to help people live happier, wealthier, more fulfilled lives. And I have to make sure that by the end of the day, I hit at least one of those buttons for one person. And that means that I've been doing things that are meaningful to me, that make me happy, that make other people happy, wealthy, and more fulfilled, right? Everyone wants to know that they and their work matters. And so this is what I do. So you have to ask yourself, why do you do what you do? What makes you get up in the morning? What makes you want to pick up that phone? What makes you, on a day when you feel like you have no energy, get up anyway and keep on going? What is it you're looking for? Is it the sparkle in the eye of your clients who have maybe had a big aha moment that you delivered to them? Maybe that you help them, make a big decision and they feel really, really proud of themselves, right? So what is meaningful to you about the work that you do? And why do you get up in the morning? So if you believe in your abilities, you have a plan, and there's a meaningfulness behind the work that you do, you are more than half of the way to actually creating that consistent, predictable life that you want to create for yourself. Which brings us to number four. So from the plan and the purpose, Now we have the actions. And I call these rules and rhythms. So I have a rule. I have to talk to 5 people every week, because if I have 5 conversations, I will be able to keep my pipeline going. I'll continue to have low stress and it'll be fantastic. How I get to those 5 calls can happen in many different ways. Emails, videos like this, workshops, webinars, outreach, follow-up, billboards, who knows? It could be anything. It could be 1,000 different ways that I can generate those 5 conversations. So the rule is 5 conversations. The rhythm is that I create every day something that will create those conversations. And sometimes I work this week to get conversations next week. That's usually how it works. So I got to keep feeding my beast and feeding my beast. But it's easy, because some days I feel like making calls, and some days I want to do videos. Other days, don't really want to talk to people. And so I'll shoot out an email, or I'll send some text messages. Those are the kinds of things that allows me to pick the things that I want to work on, but that I know will contribute to my 5 conversation rule. People get bored when they have to do the same thing every single day. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to spend an hour a day making calls. Well, what if it was an hour a day making calls or sending emails or videos or all the different other things in a list, that all of which will help you deliver whatever rule you have set for yourself? I like flexibility. Most of the entrepreneurs I work with have very, very flexible lives. So for me to say 1 hour a day has to be making calls is not reasonable. But if I say throughout the week, you got to make sure that you're putting in every single day this much effort in order to generate this baseline result to keep your business going, then it gets a little bit fun, because now you have choice. And when you have choice as opposed to obligation, you have a lot more self-motivation. Okay, so the first one, again, to recap, believing in your abilities. The second one, have a plan. The third one, understand the meaningfulness behind the work that you do. The fourth one is establish rules and rhythms. And the fifth one is an interesting one. This one is understanding and identifying and defining in acute detail the consequences of you not doing this work. So it's the equivalent of the saber-toothed tiger. And the reason why this is important is because the way our little brain is put together is we are more likely to move away from something, to run away from the saber-toothed tiger, than we are to identify, you know, greener pastures and, you know, skip off into the sunset. Okay, so our brain is much more attuned to pulling away from negative things. So if I don't want to be $150,000 in debt, miserable, my stomach basically eating itself with too much stomach acid or not enough or combination of those things. I have no idea what was wrong with me, but it really, really hurt when I got stressed. If I don't want to have sleepless nights, if I don't want to wake up in the morning and just pray that my inbox is not full of things I don't want to hear, see, or do, then it behooves me to get up, to look at my plan, to reconnect with my meaning, and to establish and work through the nice, easy rhythms that I create for myself, that I know that if I can do those things consistently and I have a choice of the things I can do that will deliver to the rule, that if I deliver just to that one simple rule, 5 conversations a week, my business will never fail. And the economy can do what the economy will do, the market will do what the market will do, and people will say what people will say, and it won't matter, because I know what my rules and rhythms are, and I very much know what that consequence looks like, and I never want to see it again. So those are the 5 basic rules of how to create consistency and self-commitment. And if you can take this video, roll it back to the beginning, because as soon as I'm done posting this live, you're going to be able to see it. I suggest you go back and say, okay, what are my 5 answers to those 5 questions? So quick wrap up, because I'm off to hop on another call. Believe in your abilities. Okay, that's number 1. If you are negative self-talking to yourself, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, nobody wants to talk to me, what if, what that, you're gonna really have a hard time with consistency. So first of all, say, I'll figure it out. Okay, so that's it. That's all I have to say. I'll figure it out. Believe in your abilities, believe in that you can figure stuff out. You'll get the answer eventually. You may not have it right now, but you can go get it. Okay, so one, believe in your abilities. Two, make a plan. Where are you headed? Define it. Don't wing it. Don't wing it. Even if you've winged it to this point and you've been able to survive, it's better. Trust it from like a queen of winging it. It's better to have a plan. Way less stressful. Identify with your meaning. That's number three. Why is your stuff meaningful? What makes you want to get up in the morning? Number four, rules and rhythms. What general rhythm that if you kept up on a minimum basis would allow you to create the consistent results that you need? And number five, identify the saber-toothed tiger who's chasing your ass. Okay, hopefully you guys have found this helpful. If you want to sign up for my course, keep watching these videos and follow me on Facebook, Instagram. You can join my email list, and I will let you know when that begins. Okay, take care. Have a good day.